Hi, and welcome to another of FosRock's podcast series. My name is Ian Reynolds. I'm FosRock's Regional Manager for UK North and for Ireland. The topic of today's podcast is concrete repair, and more specifically, the very recent restoration of a very iconic structure. The structure we're talking about is Netherdale. It's the home of Gala Ferrydean Football Club and Gala Shields in the Scottish Borders. Might not mean much, but a lot of you have maybe not even heard of the area, never mind the football club. But within that area, there is a very, very iconic structure. The structure was designed in 1963 by Peter Wormsley. And Peter Wormsley was known for his brutalist and modernist designs through the 50s, the 60s, and even the 70s. Brutalism in architecture is a bit of a Marmite topic, I suppose. Some people love it. Some people think these structures look hideous, to be honest. But I'd say that this one is a very, very good example of, you know, where brutalism and modernism have come together and just worked perfectly well. The structure itself is the stand. It's not a massive Nou Camp Stadium type stand. It's a kind of 500-seater stadium grandstand that serves, at the end of the day, what is a fairly small football club. But it's a stadium which was Grade 2 listed, it's now Grade 1 listed through Historic Scotland. And it was in dire need for repair in order to save it. To leave it would be the equivalent in some people's eyes of leaving a Picasso in your basement to get covered in mould. Just couldn't happen. I suppose with any concrete repair project, you've got a window of time in order to take action. And certainly this was the time to try and take some action with this structure itself. Visually, the stand appears, certainly from ground level, to look like two huge wedges, triangular wedges, which are pointing in different directions and strangely seem to be free from one another, both kind of sitting on each other's point. Even the turnstiles to get into the ground itself are like concrete inverted umbrellas. They're, you know, quite dramatic looking in their own right. Now, you would imagine that with structures that are so simple and brutalist looking, concrete repairs on them would be a fairly straightforward process. It almost becomes a bit more difficult. The more simple and linear the structure it is, the importance of getting the concrete repairs aesthetically correct is even more important, and repairs stand out so much more on structures like this when they're done badly, I would say. The chief engineer who was appointed was Steve Woods from Narrow Associates, and Steve's a guy who has got a fine eye for detail. The specialist contractor that was involved was Concrete Repairs Limited Scotland, and FosRock had the pleasure of providing the concrete repair materials for the structure itself. There were other works going on at the structure as well, as far as waterproofing on the roof and things were concerned. Now, when you look at the structure in close-up detail, you appreciate that a large part of the structure is actually shuttered, you know, board-shuttered concrete from its day. And within the board-shuttered concrete, you can see the wood grain of those timber shutters. And it was very much on Steve's agenda to make sure that that wood grain was continued through in any of the repairs that were taking place. At this point, Concrete Repair Limited took on another specialist from Grey Concrete, good name, and Grey Concrete introduced them to a process where they could take silicon moulds of areas of good concrete, which clearly showed this wood grain, and those silicon moulds were then used in the fresh shutters for the new repairs, so that when they struck the shutters, you would have that wood grain effect coming through in it. So there's quite a lot of areas of the repairs within the structure that they've gone to this kind of detail in order to make sure that the aesthetic came through. Now, being able to achieve the correct aesthetic is not just reliant on having, you know, the perfect mould or the perfect shutter. You also need a material that's actually going to go with it. And there was a lot of trials and testing that went on to make sure that they could achieve this. And you've got a structure where a lot of the repairs were soffit repairs to the roof of the structure. So you've got a kind of 45 degree angle, you know, which is a very tricky area to undertake these repairs, and a lot of them at very great heights as well. So yeah, the route that CRL took, or Concrete Repairs Limited took, was to actually drill in from the roof itself and actually drop in a micro concrete that we recommended for them. And the shutter with the wood grain mould inside was placed in the underside of the soffit, so it was dropped in from above. So this was a process where we tried various different products, various different thixotropic mixes, very fluid mixes, to try and work out which was going to bring us the best results. I suppose, like any restoration, a lot of it's about patience, and it's about patience on the behalf of the engineer, the specialist contractor, and also the manufacturer, so that you do, in the long haul, you have repairs that are EN 1504 compliant. They're performing the way they need to perform for the structure, but they look spot on. So what do we have at the end of it? We've got a structure which has been given another lease of life. The structure, actually through the repairs, still maintained its a functioning facility for the community, because the changing room areas within the stand, and there's even a social bar within it. It was all kept running all the way through the repairs, which was great work. So if you're in the Scottish Borders, if you're in Galla Shields, that area, certainly one that's worth going and seeing in the flesh. Also worth Googling it, getting a look at it online, and you'll see old and new photographs of it. Murray Souter from Concrete Repairs Limited has also taken some pretty good drone footage of the project as it was nearing its completion. I think it's available on YouTube as well. But for now, many thanks for listening in and letting me talk through the project itself. Keep an eye out for the other podcasts that we've released over the past few weeks and months, and obviously for those that are going to be coming up in the duration of 2023. Many thanks.